Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Dr. Jim Adams joins us. He's here about once a month, and he's always a wealth of information. It's sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. How are you today, doctor?
Very good. Glad to be here.
So the measles cases, of course, out of Texas, I know many of them originated out of a Mennonite community. Many of those people in that community, if not all, are unvaccinated, but the number has grown a lot, and there's been a lot of talk in the media and on this radio station about it. One of the biggest questions that comes through is from older people who feel maybe they need a booster. Is there any need for a booster, or once you've had measles or once you've been vaccinated, you're good for your lifetime?
Yeah, you're pretty good for your lifetime. It's amazing. Now, if you're born before 1957, everybody was exposed to measles and everybody has natural immunity. If you were between 1957 and 1968, though, a earlier version was used. So for that group, if you didn't get a booster, a booster is recommended. And then before 1989, sometimes people only got one shot. And for that group, maybe a second shot if you only had one shot. But if you had the usual course, the two shots, the typical between 12 to 15 months, and then again, four years to 6 years, you're good for life and you're finished. Don't worry about it. You have immunity. It really is quite good.
But those born between 57 and 68, that's a good portion of our audience. Those are people who may not have been given that second shot, or it wasn't the shot that is now given.
Yeah, so that was an earlier version of vaccine, and I'm in that group. And so when I was in medical school, I got boosted a single shot booster in medical school. So that's good to either investigate vaccine records, talk to your doctor. If you're really concerned, you can have immunity check, but we really don't recommend that. The measles vaccine's super good. But if you're born between that 57 and 68, you got an earlier version. So somewhere in your life, it was recommended to get a booster, and many people got it, but not all.
Decreasing infant mortality, I think we've all learned, but now sleep-related infant deaths are on the rise again. Some people are pointing to some crazy TikToks and stuff on social media that say, oh, you can let your baby sleep this way or that way. Is that leading to this?
So it's really very, very concerning, because sudden infant death, where a baby crib death, where they just die in their crib, so, so sad, so tragic, and occurs below 6 months of age, typically maximum like 2 months to 4 months. And SIDS deaths declined very, very sharply through the 90s, because everybody was taught, after it was discovered, just put the baby on their back to sleep, and without pillows or without blankets to bunch around, and in a separate crib. You know, when they're young, they can be right beside you in the bed, but in their own space. And then the SIDS deaths really declined. They stabilized through the 2000s, but since 2020, they've increased. And it's sad, because it is preventable by just that good sleep instruction that's really widely available. And we think people are not really paying attention to that, or varying no pillows, no blankets, and definitely don't co-sleep.
And what's horrifying is that if you do lose a baby to SIDS, you are investigated. Not only have you lost your child and you're in this intense period of grief, but then you have to be questioned by the police. And I've seen somebody go through it, and it's tough. So follow the instructions. We know it works. It's not that difficult.
Yeah.
There's a lot of talk about menopause now. Finally, women are talking about it, and there is some movement for supporting women through a health challenge like menopause in the workspace. What do you know about this, and do you think that there's reason for it?
Yeah, there's a good trend to just talk about and normalize the things that human beings go through. And as we see high-achieving women executives really in the prime of their careers, they're going to go through menopause. Everybody does. The typical age is 45 to 55, average age 52. But it's right at this peak time that the perimenopause can hit, and then eventually menopause, and get fatigue and sleep and mood and foggy thinking. And we need to have policies and resources and modifications to account for it and allow it. It's normal. It's healthy. But people need to be at their best or have flexibility when they're not feeling their best. And so normalizing the hormone, normal stuff would be healthy.
Right. For everyone involved. Thank you so much for joining us today, Doctor. We always appreciate your insight and your expertise to all these things that, you know, we ponder when we're trying to go to sleep at night.
Oh, I'm glad to be here. Thanks so much.
That is Dr. Jim Adams of Northwestern.